Manny Pacheco, and you're tuned to another wonderful broadcast edition of Forgotten Hollywood. I've written an award-winning book series sharing America's story through the eyes of actors from Hollywood's golden age. And our own Joe Lyons will submit this week's On the Backlot Report. Let's spend the next 60 minutes analyzing Hollywood's contribution in the fight against access aggression during World War II. Like all Americans, movie studios were patriotic and hell-bent on raising capital for the war bond effort. Actors such as Bette Davis and John Garfield opened up the Hollywood Canteen, a place for soldiers to relax and mingle with stars. In fact, Warner Brothers captured this fervor in a cinematic cavalcade called, what else? The Hollywood Canteen. One of our most patriotic entertainers was none other than actress Betty Hutton. She was a staple on the Paramount lot, for example, appearing in Star Spangled Rhythm in 1943. She supported Dorothy L'Amour, Mary Martin, and Bob Hope in a number of motion pictures. In 1944, Hutton visited the Marshall Islands to entertain American sailors and Marines. By 1945, she became a Paramount number one female box office attraction. Now, we have a treat for you. Here's the animated songstress with her own rendition of our theme song, It Had to Be You. Plus, we'll present the singer voted by Americans as the best vocalist of 1940 and 1941, Miss Helen O'Connell, on Forgotten Hollywood.
Why do I do just as you say? Why must I just give you your way? Why do I sigh? Why do I try to forget? It must have been that something lovers call fate kept on saying I had to wait. I saw them all, just couldn't fall till we met. It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who could make me be true. Make me feel blue and even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do, for nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do, for nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful. for you. It had to be you. Your green eyes with their soft lights, your eyes that promise sweet nights, bring to my soul a longing, a thirst for love divine. In dreams I seem to hold you, to find you and enfold you. Our lips meet and our hearts too, with a thrill so sublime. Those cool and limpid green eyes, a pool wherein my love lies, so deep that in my searching for happiness I fear that they will ever haunt me. All through my life they'll taunt me, but will they ever want me? Green eyes, make my dreams come. Promise sweet nights, bring to my soul a longing, a thirst for love divine. In dreams I seem to hold you, to find you and enfold you. Our lips meet and our hearts too, with a thrill so sublime. Those cool and limpid green eyes, a pool wherein my love lies, so deep that in my searching for happiness I fear that they will ever haunt me. All through my life they'll taunt me, but will they ever want me?
This is Manny Pacheco with you, and today we're examining the lasting influence cinematic entertainers had on the war effort during the mid-1940s. Helen O'Connell was a likable vocalist who often performed duets during and after her tenure with the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra. Her renditions included pairings with Bob Eberle, Bing Crosby, Dean Martin, and Johnny Mercer. And speaking of the popular singer-songwriter Johnny Mercer, we have a dandy ditty for you. There was no rhyme or reason why tunes captured the fancy of our men in action. Some compositions were more obvious than others. Here are two stirring examples on Forgotten Hollywood.
This is the G.I. Jive, Man Alive. It starts with the bugler blowing reveille over your bed when you arrive. Jack, that's the G.I. Jive. Rootle-de-toot, jump in your suit, make a salute. After you wash and dress, more or less, you go get your breakfast in a beautiful little cafe they call the Mess. Jack, when you convalesce, out of your seat, into the street, make with the feet. If you're a PVT, Your duty is to salute the L-I-E-U-T. But if you brush the L-I-E-U-T, the M-P makes you K-P on the Q-T. This is the G.I. Jive Man Alive. They give you a private tank that features a little device called Fluid Drive. Jack after you revive. Chunk all your junk back in the trunk. Fall on your bunk. Clunk. Jive Man Alive. They give you a private tank that features a little device called a Fluid Drive. Jack, if you still survive, chunk all your junk back in the trunk. Fall on your bunk. Clunk. Soon you're counting jeeps, but before you count to five, seems you're right back digging that G.I. Jive.
Trumpet man from all Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowin' reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot de la, a toot de blows it A to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes a company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie woogie bugle, he was busy as a buzz bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump A to the bar. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Doo 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 da da doo da da doo doo. He blows it A to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Sleep with Boogie every night and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He is the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy of Company B. Da, 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 da.
Forgotten Hollywood.
Forgotten Hollywood.
a tune by Major Glenn Miller on Forgotten Hollywood. He was one of the many talented casualties we endured during our Second World War. Leslie Howard's plane was shot down over Spain. The popular actor who appeared in Gone with the Wind as Ashley Wilkes was branded as a spy, and he became a target of the Nazis. Carol Lombard and her mother also died after a war bond tour. Their aircraft crashed into a mountain in the Sierra Nevadas. This left Clark Gable, Lombard's husband, despondent for the rest of his life. In her memory, Gable enlisted. Prior to her passing, Carol Lombard turned down the chance to play in a comedy written by Billy Wilder while he was still in Europe and just before he left his beloved Berlin because of the rise of Hitler's party to political power. His story, Ball of Fire, was based on Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and the production eventually cast Barbara Stanwyck in the starring role. Her co-star was Gary Cooper. Ex-Benny Goodman vocalist Martha Tilton covered for Stanwyck while the actress appeared with drummer Gene Krupa. This is Forgotten Hollywood.
Drummer stomping, drum boogie, drum boogie.
Boogie.
It really is a killer. Drum boogie, drum boogie. The drum boogie boogie.
Boogie.
The rhythm won't offend you.
Boogie.
It's really gonna send you. Drum boogie, drum boogie.
Boogie.
It really is a killer. Drum boogie, drum boogie. The drum boogie woogie.
Boogie.
You hear the piano rock. Jumping with a drum boogie, drum boogie, drum boogie woogie, yeah!
Let me note, not all back home in the States was copacetic. Sleepy Lagoon was a reservoir beside the Los Angeles River, frequented by Mexican Americans. Its name came from the popular song by big band leader and trumpeter Harry James. With the internment of Japanese Americans, racial tension in California shifted toward the Latino community. On the morning of August 2, 1942, a man named Jose Diaz was found unconscious on a road nearby. He later died in the hospital. An autopsy revealed Diaz was intoxicated and his death was the result of blunt head trauma. In response to the murder, the media began a campaign calling for action against Zoot Suiters, which led police to conduct a roundup of young Mexicans who were then charged with suspicion of assault, armed robbery, and related offenses. Dubbed the Sleepy Lagoon Murder, a 1979 play and 1981 movie, Zoot Suit was loosely based on events surrounding the related trial. Forgotten Hollywood listens in.
The senoritas they wave when you arrive at the docks. hats and Bobby's socks.
I, Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico. Tampico, Tampico, down in Mexico.
You buy some pottery there to beat the luxury tax. You find that when you get home, they sell it cheaper at Saks.
I, Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico. Tampico, Tampico, down in Mexico.
Fellas, dig that square.
I, Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico. Tampico, Tampico, down in Mexico.
The incomparable Stan Kenton and his orchestra, who spent a short time as Bob Hope's backup radio band. When we return, Forgotten Hollywood with lush wartime standards. Hi, I'm author Manny Pacheco. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History is the brand new book telling America's story through the eyes of actors from Hollywood's golden age, including Frank Morgan, Marjorie Main, and Andy Devine. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History features iconic cinema, including The Maltese Falcon, High Noon, and The Hollywood Canteen. The original Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History has been the recipient of the gold medal at the 2010 World Book Awards and has been added at the prestigious libraries of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences and the American Film Institute. You can purchase both paperbacks on Amazon and at selected Barnes & Noble bookstores. And you can download the first book to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Sony or Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series makes a perfect gift for a family member or friend. Visit ForgottenHollywood.com or on Amazon and pick up or download a copy of these books today. I'm Manny Pacheco with the fabulous Pied Pipers.
and a lamsy-divey, a kiddly-divey too, wouldn't you? Yes, mazzy-dotes and dozy-dotes, a little lamsy-divey, a kiddly-divey too, wouldn't you? If the words sound queer and funny to your ear, a little bit jumbled and jivey, sing mazzy-dotes and dozy-dotes and little lamsy-divey. Oh, mazzy-dotes and dozy-dotes and little lamsy-divey, a kiddly-divey too, wouldn't you? A kiddly-divey too, wouldn't you?
Pied Pipers were among the many Hollywood entertainers who performed in a USO-sponsored tour. Bob Hope was tireless in assembling a company of stars who visited bases and the front line. Always popular on these tours were the pinups, including Betty Grable, Veronica Lake, and Esther Williams, who just recently passed on. The popular production numbers also reminded our soldiers of life back home. Once again, here's Martha Tilton, a seldom-remembered songbird who toured with Jack Benny during the South Pacific campaign on Forgotten Hollywood.
I'll walk alone because to tell you the truth, I'll be lonely. I don't mind being lonely when my heart tells me you are lonely too. I'll walk alone, they'll ask me why, and I'll tell them I'd rather. There are dreams I must gather, dreams we fashion the night you held me tight. I'll always be near you wherever you are each night. In every prayer, if you call, I'll hear you no matter how far. Just close your eyes and I'll be there. Walk alone and send your love and your kisses to guide me till you're walking beside me. I'll walk alone.
Thank you. whoever you are each night. In every prayer, if you call, I'll hear you. No matter how far, just close your eyes and I'll be there. Please walk alone and send your love and your kisses to guide me. Till you're walking beside me, I'll walk alone. I'll walk alone.
Mopping up soda pop Ricky's to our heart's delight.
Two swing-a-roo quickies, jukebox Saturday night.
Goodman and Kaiser and Miller help to make things bright.
Mix and hop, mix with vanilla, jukebox Saturday night. They put nothing past us,
me and Honeyland.
Making one Coke last us,
yeah, it's time to scram.
Money, we really don't need that.
We make out all right.
Let the other guy feed that jukebox Saturday night.
After sipping a soda, we got a scheme. Somebody else plays the record machine. It's so easy to say pet names when you listen to the trumpet of Harry James.
I didn't know why the roses grew, then I wouldn't know why the roses grew.
Now listen, honey child, if I didn't know all them little things I'm supposed to know, then I sure would be a sad man.
If I didn't know.
Oh, 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 oh.
Money, we really don't need it. We'll make out all right. Let the other guy feed that jukebox Saturday night.
It's the iconic sound of Tex Beneke and the Modernaires on Forgotten Hollywood. After the death of Glenn Miller, Tex continued to front the popular band for many decades as a tribute to the famous band leader. All pulled their weight in our travails during World War II. Soldiers on the battlefield and the public back home are often called America's greatest generation. And I have to agree.
Hi, I'm Joe Lyons. Welcome to this week's visit on the Back Lot, where we discover the past is still relevant today, where the movies, the music, and the people who brought it to us still touch our lives. So grab some popcorn and join us down front in the theater as we take our stroll through the studio back lot. Manny and Steve, a franchise can mean many things. If you're looking for a quick lunch at a hamburger franchise, that's what you want. In sports, the guy who's the backbone of the team, like a Joe Montana or a Derek Jeter, he's referred to as the team franchise. But in Hollywood, a film that demands a sequel, or more than one sequel, is called the franchise. This is nothing new. In the golden age of Hollywood, there were many franchises, although back then they just called them a series. And I'm setting aside the comedies. Detectives and crime fighters made the great series product. And I'm not even talking about the Saturday morning serials. I mean The Saint, The Falcon, Nick and Nora, and of course, Sherlock Holmes. More about him later. Today, the industry is praying for franchises. Opening week receipts can determine a sequel by Monday morning. By tradition, even if the original was a hit, the sequel, usually a bomb. Die Hard 2 is a classic example, so is Caddyshack 2. Still, there are Star Trek fans who think the second film in that series, The Wrath of Khan, was the best of the bunch. And you can't forget Godfather 2, still the only sequel to get a Best Movie Oscar. Today, according to wiser minds than mine, the comic book is king. Spider-Man, Batman, the X-Men, the Avengers, just to name a few. Even as I report here, there are debates as to whether or not Robert Downey Jr. should come back for Iron Man 4. And a number of franchises have created the practice of making two movies out of one story. And we've already seen this with Harry Potter, the Twilight films, and most recently with The Hobbit. All of these films, we should note, were already serialized as novels, so the franchise was built in. But that's not always so. Many books that have a series never get past the first novel. Such was the case with The Golden Compass, Lemony Snicket, and others. Although The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo was made into a series in Europe, the English version with Daniel Craig has only gotten the first book film. Come to think of it, Craig also was in the ill-fated Golden Compass, but it can't be his fault because he's just come off the most successful film in the 50 years of the James Bond franchise. As for actors' success stories, Harrison Ford holds the record. Three films as Han Solo, four as Indiana Jones, and three more as Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan. And incidentally, Chris Pine, who's just finished his second time as Captain Kirk in the Star Trek reboot, is now working on a Jack Ryan reboot. Other franchises to watch for include another Pirates of the Caribbean film, more from the X-Men, as well as Wolverine. Well, Manny and Steve, I said I'd get back to Sherlock Holmes. Basil Rathbone starred in a great series of short stories and a couple of full-length adventures, like The Hound of the Baskervilles. Others have played the character on stage and screen and TV. Now Robert Downey Jr. has done well with two Holmes films so far, and the character is currently on BBC and PBS, as well as an updated character in New York on CBS. Meanwhile, James Cameron is working on two more Avatar films. Tom Cruise is making another Mission Impossible, and Disney is planning out another Star Wars trilogy. Whew. Well, Manny and Steve, that's my backlog for this week. I will be back with another exciting chapter next time.
Thanks to you, Joe Lyons, for your top-notch backlot report. And to our producer, Steve Guzman, I appreciate your time in the trenches. Whether pulling our heartstrings or tickling our funny bone, Hollywood really excelled at partnering with a government effort to take down access aggression on two continents. This is why we ultimately prevailed during the joint prolonged campaign. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.
If you ever go down Trinidad, they make you feel so very glad. Calypso sing and make up rhyme, guarantee you one real good fine time. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. Oh, beat it, man, beat it. If a Yankee comes to Trinidad, they got the young girls all going mad. Young girls say they treat them nice, make Trinidad like paradise. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and
and daughter working for the Yankee Dollar.
Oh, you vex me, you vex me. Chicka chick carried to Mona's Isle. Native girls all dance and smile. Helps old Chuss celebrate his leave. Makes every day like New Year's Eve.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola. Go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee Dollar.
It's a fact, Mom, it's a fact.
In old Trinidad, I also fear the situation is mighty queer. Like the Yankee girls, the natives swoon when she heard her bingle croon. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola. Go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee Dollar. Out on Manzanella Beach, GI romance with Native Peach. All night long make tropic love. The next day sit in hot sun and cool off. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola. Go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee Dollar.
Oh, it's a fact, Mom, it's a fact.
Rum and Coca-Cola. Rum and Coca-Cola. Working for the Yankee Dollar.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Fuhrer's face. And is it red? Because this tune is sweeping the country and everybody's out jeering at him. Okay.
When the Fuhrer says, here's the country, be higher, higher. In the Fuhrer's face, not to love the Fuhrer. He's a great disgrace, so be higher, higher. In the Fuhrer's face.
Beautiful.
When the Goebbels says, we own the world in space. Behold! Behold! And in her Goebbels face, when her Goering says, they'll never bomb this place. Behold! Behold! And in her Goering face, are we not the Superman? Hey, pure Superman!
Yeah, Mr. Superman! Super duper Superman!
Is this not the land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this dusty land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world to order. I'll Hitler's world to order. Every one of four days, we'll love the Fuhrer's face when we bring to the world disorder. When the Fuhrer says, we is the master race, we hail, hail. In the Fuhrer's face, not to love the Fuhrer is a great disgrace, so we hail, hail. In the Fuhrer's face, when the Fuhrer says, we is the master race, we hail, hail. In the Fuhrer's face, not to love the Fuhrer, he's the greatest race, so be hail, hail.